Water. At first, I think it is a small leather pouch someone has dropped along the trail. I bend down, pick it up, and only then recognize it for what it is. A frog, dead and dried. I have a leather thong in my pack, which I take out and thread through the frog's mouth and out through its throat. The skin is thin, which makes a quick puncture possible, and then I slide the frog to the center of the thong, tie a knot with both ends, and create a necklace which I wear. I grew up with frogs. My brothers and cousins hurled them against canyon walls as we hiked the trail to Rainbow Bridge when Lake Powell was rising behind Glen Canyon Dam. I hated what they did and told them so, but my cries only encouraged them, excited them, until I became the wall they would throw frogs against. I didn't know what to do, stand still and soften their blow by trying to catch each frog in my hands like a cradle, or turn and run, hoping they would miss me altogether. I tried to believe that somehow the frogs would sail through the air in safety, landing perfectly poised on a bed of moss. But inevitably, the tiny canyon frogs, about the size of a ripe plum, quickly became entombed in the fists of adolescence and would die on impact, hitting my body, the boys' playing field. I would turn and walk down to the creek and wash the splattered remains off of me. I would enter the water, sit down in the current, and release the frog bodies downstream with my tears. I never forgave. Years later, my impulse to bathe with frogs is still the same. Havasu. It is only an hour or so past dawn. The creek is cold and clear. I take off my skin of clothes and leave them on the bank. I shiver. How long has it been since I have allowed myself to lie on my back and float? The dried frog floats with me. A slight tug around my neck makes me believe it is still alive, swimming in the current. Travertine terraces spill over with turquoise water, and we are held in place by a liquid hand that cools and calms the desert. I dissolve. I am water. Only my face is exposed like an apparition over ripples, playing with water. Do I dare? My legs open. The rushing water turns my body and touches me with a fast finger that does not tire. I receive without apology. Time, nothing to rush, only to feel. I feel time in me. It is endless pleasure in the current. No control, no thought. Simply here, my left hand reaches for the frog, dangling from my neck, floating above my belly, and I hold it between my breasts like a withered heart. Beating inside me, inside the river, we are moving downstream, water, water music, blue notes, white notes. My body mixes with the body of water like jazz, the currents like jazz. I, too, am free to improvise. I grip stones in shallow water. There is moss behind my fingernails. I leave the creek and walk up to my clothes. I am already dry. My skirt and blouse slip on effortlessly, and I twist my hair and secure it with the stick. The frog is still with me. Do I imagine beads of turquoise have replaced the sunken and hollow eyes? We walk. Canyons within canyons, the sun threatens to annihilate me, and I recall all the oven doors I have opened to a blast of heat that burned my face. My eyes narrow. Each turn takes us deeper inside the Grand Canyon, my frog and I. We are witnesses to this opening of time, vertical and horizontal at once. Between these crossbars of geology is a silent sermon on how the world was formed. Seas advanced and retreated, dunes now stand in stone, volcanoes erupted and lava has cooled, garnets shimmer and separate schist from granite. It is sculptured time, to be touched, even tasted, our mineral content preserved in the desert. This is the Rio Colorado. We are water. We are swept away. Desire begins in wetness. My fingers curl around this little frog. Like me, it was born out of longing, wet, not dry. We can always return to our place of origin. Water, water music. We are baptized by immersion. Nothing less can replenish or restore our capacity to love. It is endless if we believe in water. We are approaching a cliff. Red monkey flowers bloom. White-throated swifts and violet-green swallows crisscross above. My throat is parched. There is a large pool below. My fear of heights is overcome by my desire to merge. I dive into the water, deeper and deeper. My eyes open, and I see a slender passageway. I wonder if I have enough breath to venture down. Down. I take the risk and swim through the limestone corridor where the water is milky and I can barely focus through the shimmering sediments of sand until it opens into a clear green room. The frog fetish floats to the surface. I rise too and grab a few breaths held in the top story of this strange cavern. I bump my head on the jagged ceiling. The green room turns red. Red, my own blood, my own heart beating. My fingers touch the crown of my head and streak the wall. Down, down, I sink back into the current which carries me out of the underwater maze to the pool. I rise once again, feeling a scream inside me, surfacing as I do, scream, breathe, tread water, get my bearings. The outside world is green, is blue, is red, is hot, so hot. I swim to a limestone ledge, climb out, and lie on my stomach, breathing. The rock is steamy. The frog is under me. Beating, heart beating. I am dry, I long to be wet, I am bleeding. Back on my knees, I immerse my head in the pool once more to ease the cut and look below. Half in, half out. Amphibious, I am drawn to both earth and water. The frog breaks free from the leather thong. I try to grab its body but miss and watch it slowly spiral into the depths. Before leaving, I drink from a nearby spring and hold a mouthful. I hear frogs, a chorus of frogs, their voices rising like bubbles from what seems to be the green room. Muddled at first, they become clear. I run back to the edge of the pool and listen. Throwing back my head, I burst into laughter, spraying myself with water. It is rain. It is frogs. It is hearts breaking against the bodies of those we love.